I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Public parks. You love them and you hate them. Love them because they're full of great stuff. I've found 2 gold class rings in public parks. Hate them because you have to contend with all sorts of people wanting to watch or help. Hate them because they've been hunted by hundreds of treasure hunters over the years. Hate them because sooner or later somebody's going to give you trouble because they think you're destroying public property. And hate them or even fear them because there's always a threat of physical danger, especially so in some particular parks. If you're hunting a park in an isolated area, you should always have a partner with you for safety's sake. It's a good idea for each of you to carry a whistle to summon each other in case of danger, and even carrying weapons might be something to consider too. I know a lot of treasure hunters who won't go into a park unarmed. Okay, we've talked briefly about the good and the bad in park hunting. Now let's talk about the particulars of the park hunt. We'll start with the list of where to hunt. Now, these places can be especially good or especially bad. Good, because these are the places where coins are most often lost, and bad, because these are the places everybody hunts first, so somebody may have already found your coins. Anyway, here we go. Playground equipment first. This is where a smaller coil can work wonders for you. Even hunted-out parks conceal coins near the metal poles of swings and slides, because treasure hunters using a regular coil can't get close to the metal bars and support posts. With a tiny coil, you can move much closer to the metal tubes and snag those coins that can't be seen by regular coils. Start by looking around the swing sets, especially several yards directly in front of and in back of each swing, where kids land when they get up a good head of steam and then jump out of the swing. And try the bare spots right under the swings, where water gathers after every rain, and anything dropped into the water will probably be left there. Slides can be good. Look all around them. Behind, at the sides, under, and at the bottom of slides, and several yards directly in front of the slide. Kids don't just slide down the slides, they play on the side of the slides too, and coins are usually scattered all around the slide in maybe a 10-foot area. Kids like to slide down the slide and then run a few feet and fall down, so you might find coins out from the slide too. Be sure to carefully check the bare depression right at the bottom of the slide. Just like right under the swings, the ground there is packed hard and coins can be deep. Don't forget the seesaws and the monkey bars. Kids hang by their legs and coins drop right out of their pockets. Take some time to watch kids use the equipment and you'll get an idea where the highest percentage of coins are likely to be found. Be sure to check around drinking fountains, picnic tables, and park benches. You'll find a lot of junk, especially around picnic tables, but look at it this way. Other treasure hunters hate junk as much as you do, so they don't cover these areas, which means the good finds have been left for you. If the park has a large open area with no obvious clues as to where people might have gathered, put your regular coil back on and just wander haphazardly looking for beeps. Don't dig anything yet. Just plant a golf tee over each beep. This is a quick and efficient way to discover a pattern of coins or a specific area where coins tend to be bunched. Think about this. Maybe a century ago, a tree stood where there's now just open ground, and people gathered under that tree for shade or for protection from the rain. So if you get half a dozen beeps in a relatively small area, it might be there used to be shelter there. You should spend more time combing that area very carefully. If there are ball diamonds in the park that are still in use, you probably shouldn't dig in the playing area, unless the ground is wet and you know you can replace your plugs so the ground remains smooth. As one who has been hit many times by grounders taking bad hops, I can personally attest to the fact that bumps on a playing field are not conducive to the continued good health of the players. Thanks for listening. For more tips on treasure hunting, visit my page, treasuremanual.com, and click on the link to my articles. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.